Well, praise the Lord. This is Coach Shelby, the coach for Christ. And believe it or not, I guess you'll have to see as this thing ends. I have a quick word for you today, a word that ministered to my heart. And I'm recording onto a laptop and, you know, these new technology laptops, all this stuff. Sometimes the simplest way to record is on your phone or iPad or whatever. But nevertheless, we'll give the old laptop a try. And hopefully you can understand this recording. But I want to go to you in the book of Mark in chapter 4, and it's a familiar word for anyone that's been walking with the Lord for any season of time. And God talks about the sower sowing the word in Mark 4 and 14. But the parable that he gives is the example of the seed sown. And there was one part of the seed that really jumped out to me this morning. Again, been walking with the Lord for 20 years, preached on this many times. As a farmer sows a seed, he expects a crop to come forth. The power of our words, the power of believing the word of God. And that works the other direction as well. But nevertheless, the part of the seed I want to draw your attention to comes in verse 5. And it said, some fell, talking about the seed, on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. So we clearly see here that a seed that has very little soil, representing the root structure's habitation, to where that would dwell, where it would grow, will spring up quickly. A person may get real excited about hearing the word of God. They're on fire. They've heard this. Boy, that's the best message I've ever heard. Man, thank you for the word of the day. Thank you for encouraging me. But a short time later, as we read verse 6, but when the sun was up, I said, when the heat comes against the word, I said, when tribulations and trials arise, when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. I want you to think about the times, and I want you to look inward. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says that we examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith. When troubles and trials come, because I know that many listening are Christians, brothers and sisters listening to this word, what happens is the evidence of what you really are. It's the evidence of whether you're really rooted in the things of God. It's the evidence of whether you're really intimate with Jesus. It's the evidence of whether God is first place, which is the word of God in your life, and you can't be shaken. You see, we must stand upon the rock, according to Luke chapter 6. Now, I want to share with you the interpretation as the disciples came to Jesus and asked him what this parable meant in verse 16, again, still in Mark chapter 4. And he said, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word of God, immediately they receive it with gladness. They have no root in themselves, and they only endure for a time. It actually says, so endure only for a time. And afterward, when tribulation or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now, when you look at the word stumble, the Bible says offended, stumbling block. It's a bait stick to draw you into a trap. It hinders your right conduct. It's a part of your thought process. As a man thinks, so is he. This causes you to stumble. You see, the man of God, the man or woman of God that's rooted in the word of God, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the trial is going to come. And the trial is not going to come in such a way of something that doesn't tempt you or test you. It's going to come in a way that rocks you to the core. It's going to come through a family member. It's going to come through a past addiction, possibly. It's going to come through an old girlfriend or boyfriend. And the list could go on and on. But the devil has studied your life from generation to generation, your fathers and your father's fathers. And he knows, and he has a battle attack plan on your life. But if you are rooted and grounded in the soil of God Almighty, if you're walking in the spirit, not in the flesh, then the sun won't wither you. The test won't wither you. The trial won't wither you. The persecution and the tribulation will not take you away from where God has placed you to be. Now, the fruit is evidence of the root. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, a tree is known by its fruit. And every tree that does not bear the fruit of the kingdom of God will be cut down and thrown in a fire. Now, I want to make you think of something here. The fruit is only harvested during the tribulation. If you didn't hear anything else in this recording, I want you to hear that. The fruit is harvested during the tribulation. For the purpose of this teaching, how will God find us when tribulation arises? How will he find us when persecution comes? You see, it's not when the day is right, when everything's going good in your life. It's when all hell breaks loose. It's when that loved one comes against you and tries to rattle you to the core, tries to get you to speak inappropriately, which is any word that is not written and comes from the Holy One, which any word is not an unction in you from the Holy One, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Anyone that can shake you and manipulate you, you have become a slave to, that can draw an emotion out of you, anger, fear, depression, anxiety, stress, laying awake at night. They have controlled you. It's demonic. It's a spirit of fear among many other spirits that I could mention. Don't let the sun wither you today, but let that S-O-N root and ground you today in the things of God. Let Jesus be your ultimate authority. Let Jesus be the absolute truth in your life. And this is the reason why I believe in to the church of Thessalonica that Paul said, pray without ceasing. Never stop. The tribulation's coming, and the fruit will be inspected in your worst hour. This determines the man or the woman of God. God bless you today. Send this message around the world if it was a blessing to you. Praise God in Jesus' mighty, mighty name.